You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Punt, William Hill's top flight football podcast.
Hello, everyone. A warm welcome along to the latest edition of the Punt Podcast ahead of the FA Cup final this weekend. Arsenal taking on Chelsea at Wembley, 5:30 kickoff on Saturday. Full range of markets available on the William Hill website. And this is a game you can watch live on William Hill TV as well. Dave Kellner here in the studio, joined by the stalwarts of the Punt Podcast, Derek McGovern and Tom Kerwin. First of all, a warm welcome. A good morning to you, Derek McGovern.
Good morning. I suppose I am the second syllable of that stalwart, am I? I'm the wart.
Undoubtedly, Derek. How are you this morning?
Yeah, smashing. Yeah, looking forward to the FA Cup final to try and make up for the pain of sitting through that Europa League stuff the other night.
It wasn't good, was it, Tom? Manchester United eventually prevailing by 2-0, but not a vintage final. I'm expecting better on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, much better. I mean, it was just like a mismatch. It was a bit like when Millwall got to the FA Cup final, you know, all those years ago. A few years ago, really. Just a mismatch, really. And you know, I know people have talked in recent years about kind of the Europa League having a bit of a renaissance, really, because, you know, it's actually, I've watched quite a few games over recent years, and there's been some really good contests, but that certainly wasn't one of them. There's a lot of weak sides got towards the last stage of the competition, and, you know, if Manchester United hadn't have beaten Ajax, there'd have been major questions asked.
Well, that's right. I mean, you look at the teams they beat on the way as well. I mean, they never beat a team of note, did they? Liverpool last season, you know, they got beat in the final, and I I'm a Liverpool fan, I'm going to stick up with it, but it's true, they had to beat Man United on the way, they beat Villarreal on the way, they met Sevilla in the final. I mean, you know, they're popular European teams. The clowns Man United met this season, they had to win it, I'd rather have watched Eurovision than the final last night.
Let's hope for better on Saturday afternoon. The latest betting here with William Hill, a 90 minute betting, Arsenal 7-2 to win the final, the draw 14-5 with Chelsea in the betting at 4-5. To lift the trophy, Arsenal are 15-8 with Chelsea in the betting at 2-5. And this is the 20th FA Cup meeting between the two sides. Arsenal hold the historical edge, having won 8 compared to Chelsea's 5, and there have been 6 draws in that run as well. However, this is only the second meeting between the two clubs in the final. The last one, or the only other one, came in 2002 when the Gunners triumphed in the final in Cardiff by 2-0, with the goals coming from Ray Parlour and Fred Ljungberg. And this has often been the saving grace for Arsene Wenger, Tom. This is what he's nailed his colours to the mast. If he wins the FA Cup, he'll get a new contract, undoubtedly, I think, in my opinion, anyway.
Well, I probably think so as well. I mean, you know, a lot of Arsenal's sort of summer and their future isn't going to be dependent on an FA Cup win, though. I mean, I think it's going to be, as always, it's dependent on Arsene Wenger, whether he decides to move aside and who they can attract now, because, you know, it'll be getting more and more difficult as well, considering some of the managerial appointments that have been made in the Premier League. But as far as the FA Cup goes for Arsenal, you know, it has been a little bit of a salvation. But such is the mood or the feeling among supporters of the top clubs in this country, the FA Cup no longer, you know, warrants massive success because they've missed out on the Champions League. And that's, you know, it's all right, you know, shouting in from the rooftops that they win the FA Cup, if they win the FA Cup at the weekend. But ultimately, they're going to be staring at next season, you know, without being in the top competition, without being in the inevitability of being embarrassed by Bayern Munich at some stage and getting knocked out in the group stages. But, you know, this is the problem with the FA Cup, isn't it? You know, it is dismissed a little bit now, and I don't think it should be. I mean, I'm a little bit I'm disappointed because there were people kind of cheering at one stage this season in the competition that they wanted a Lincoln Sutton final. Well, I couldn't have thought of anything worse. The only way the final would be better if it was Chelsea against Tottenham. Then you've got the two best teams in the country going head to head. But for Arsenal, they've hit form, haven't they? They have hit some form going into this. Isn't as obvious for some people anyway. It isn't as obvious a prediction as it might have been maybe a month or so ago.
Yeah, indeed. Arsenal are big outsiders here at 7-2 still. And as Tom mentioned, Derek, Arsenal have hit form. Both these teams finish with 5 straight Premier League wins. So to a certain extent, both coming into this game with confidence. But strangely here, Derek, the match that is primarily credited with being the catalyst for Chelsea's season was the meeting at the Emirates back in September, a game in which Arsenal won 3-0, but the two clubs have gone in vastly different directions since then.
Yeah, they have. I mean, Chelsea were the deserved title winners and Arsenal deservedly missed out on a top four place to the surprise of absolutely no one, I think, apart from Wenger. You mentioned how Arsenal hit form, but have they? I mean, yeah, I know they've got rattled all those wins up at the tail end of the season, but look at the teams they beat in that run. Everton, who had given up. Sunderland, who gave up in September. Stoke, given up. Southampton, given up. Man United fielded, you know, an understrength side. They had to beat those teams. The match before that, they played Tottenham, a match they had to win. What happened? They lost 2-0. And that's Arsenal for you. They lose the important games. I was going to say this final, Chelsea against Arsenal, was men against boys, and that would be wrong. It's actually men against girls. I think Chelsea are absolute certainties, and you're getting almost even money for the best team in the country, which is what they are, to beat a ramshackle outfit, because that's what Arsenal are to me now. They've got players who, when the going gets tough, they get going home. I just can't have them. And they've got a defensive crisis too. Arsene Wenger's their coach. That's a defensive crisis. In fact, Per Mertesacker is likely to play. He's only played 37 minutes of football this season. Now, I watched Mertesacker last season. He looked like he'd played only 37 minutes of football in his life. If he's coming in as your saver at centre-half, he's trying to stop the likes of Eden Hazard. I think this is going to be like a Man United Millwall final. I really do. I think Chelsea will be all over them.
It's a good point that Derek makes about Arsenal at the back as well. That 3-1 win against Everton came at a big cost. Laurent Koscielny got sent off for that reckless tackle on Enner Valencia, earned him a straight red. Gabriel is expected to miss out as well after being stretchered off in that game. So they have got problems defensively, Tom.
Yeah, they have. And, you know, Chelsea have had problems defensively going into the running of the season, not through personnel, but mainly through, you know, sort of personnel choices and changes that Antonio Conte made. I mean, that's the only thing that gives Arsenal a bit of a glimmer for me. I mean, I don't disagree with anything Derek says. I mean, I think Chelsea will win the game. But if Arsenal were at full strength defensively, given the fact that they have been scoring goals, you know, that something has clicked again, albeit against poor sides. But also you look at Chelsea, you know, this is still a Chelsea team that you can say that they had their foot off the gas. You can say that, you know, that they'd wrap things up, but they still conceded 3-1. They still conceded the opening goal against Sunderland. I know it was a meaningless game, but I still look at those, you know, the little problems that Chelsea have had defensively in terms of keeping clean sheet. They give teams chances now, and I don't think that will suddenly change at the weekend. I mean, there's a few things when you look at FA Cup finals, and I was kind of looking back at a few over the years. You know, I think there are, maybe it's kind of the romance in our heads that we think these games are full of goals and full of drama. They rarely are. You only have to look back at the last sort of 15-20 finals to think there aren't many goals. I mean, I think it's averaging just over sort of 2 goals a game. Most of them are decided in normal time as well. Most of them don't go the distance. I think it's 13 out of the last 20. But I think something we'll give here, because a friend of mine was saying, oh no, you know, Chelsea will win, but it'll be like in FA Cups, it'll be a 1-0, and you know, it'll be a shut-up shop kind of job. I'm not too sure with this one. I can see a few goals in this game, particularly with how open Arsenal are, but also you have to think that Chelsea have been conceding goals. They have not been as tight over the last couple of months as they have been at other stages this season.
This will be a hashtag your odds game here with William Hill as well. Currently, at time of recording this on Thursday morning, there are 254 markets. We've got scorer and match specials. We've got goals betting, and we've got those five-minute markets as well. Just to recap the latest betting, in 90 minutes, Arsenal 7-2 to win the final in 90. The draw 14-5 with Chelsea in the betting at 4-5. And to lift the trophy, Arsenal 15-8 with Chelsea in the betting at 2-5. Theo Walcott, believe it or not, is the top scoring player left in the competition with 5 goals, but he's unlikely to start. And Alexis Sanchez has been talismanic for Arsenal throughout the course of the season. He's been involved in 44 goals in 50 appearances for Arsenal so far this season. It's going to be imperative that they keep him at the club next season. I think it's definitely more key that keep Sanchez next season, Derek, than they do Arsene Wenger.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Wenger, I can't believe that the sort of Wenger will get another 2-year contract. If you're in charge of a giant club like Arsenal and your trophy haul over 12 years is almost the same as Portsmouth's, then you're doing something badly wrong, aren't you? My guess is he's picking Theo Walcott, by the way. I mean, what does he have to do to lose his job, Wenger? They're out of the top four. They're a team in decline. Sanchez will go. I mean, you know, one thing you say about him, he's not thick. He won't be staying at that club. There's something seriously wrong there. And they're trying to keep Mesut Ozil. Why? Why would you keep him? I mean, Manchester, I've never known a more overrated footballer since David Beckham retired. He's also a man so ugly that when he recently tried to enter an ugly competition, he was told no professionals. That's terrible, isn't it? I think Arsenal, I don't think there's any team spirit in Arsenal. And you know, you mentioned that their recent record in the FA Cup, they've won the last two FA Cups. Mm. Well, big deal, they met Aston Villa in one final and Hull in the other. You go on about Arsene Wenger's six FA Cups in charge. Well, in two of those other four finals, he met Southampton and Newcastle. Both sides never turned up. I mean, they're practically buyers in the cup final. This will be a different kettle of fish. They're playing Chelsea, the league champions, the Premier League champions in the final. A much better team, a much better coach. It's something like when you're meeting teams like this, when you look at the players, player for player, Chelsea are miles better. Right. Now you think, well, you know, it's always possible that the manager might do a job, might do a tactical masterstroke. Sorry, that ain't going to happen with Arsene Wenger, is it? Who's going to do the tactical masters? It's much more likely to be Antonio Conte. I can't think of a way that Arsenal are going to win this competition. The only way they could do is have Chelsea think, well, we won the league. Does this really matter? But I can't see that happening. I just can't see any way that Chelsea won't win this convincingly. And my main number one bet in this is a Harry Kane hat-trick. I know he's not playing, but I'm still backing him.
What's your prediction for the final then, Tom?
You know, I think Chelsea will win. Chelsea's players will look at that team sheet, you know, when it's pinned on their dressing room wall, the Arsenal team sheet, and I don't know what they'll see in that really concerns them. I don't really know what they'll see in that team where they'll even have huge respect for. It's basically Sanchez and nothing else. Chelsea in every single department are so superior, and the only areas that Arsenal can really hurt them, you know, is through Alexis Sanchez, you know, getting at that last line of defence. But in midfield, they are going to be completely overrun. There is nobody toe for toe. I mean, put it this way. There's only one player who would get in the Chelsea team from Arsenal, and it's Sanchez. And even then, there might be a little bit of a debate, but his goal record and everything, he would walk into that team and play with Hazard and Diego Costa, or maybe in front of Costa. So that's how I kind of match up the two sides. Arsenal are miles away, but I just keep coming back to the point that Chelsea defensively have just not looked as tight as they have been. And Arsenal have got a man in form. He's got five in his last four games, Alexis Sanchez. You know, he's definitely playing for a move. And, you know, if he can score an FA Cup final goal, it'll probably bump up his salary demands at Man City another 10, 15 grand a week. So, you know, that all helps. I mean, Chelsea will win. But as I say, I see a few goals, either over 2.5 in a Chelsea win or Chelsea and both teams to score it. I think that's about 5-2.
Yeah, if you're looking at Chelsea to win the game and over 2.5 goals, that's in the betting at 6-4. Chelsea to win and both teams to score in the matches, available at 5-2 here with William Hill. Those are a couple of bets from Tom. So one thing is for certain here, Derek, we're going to see John Terry fully kitted, lifting that trophy at the end of the match and maybe even getting a guard of honour at Wembley as well.
I worry about John Terry. I don't think he's all there, is he? I mean, that was when he donned his full football kit to take part in the, you know, the trophy presentation a few years ago, whatever that was. I mean, you know, he was laughed to scorn, and rightly so, that day. And then he has all that parade last weekend, you know, the 26-minute coming off and all the tearful speeches at the end. I mean, which other players have done that? It was actually stomach-churning, it really was. He'll probably lift the trophy. He'll probably lift the trophy of Arsenal winning. But, I mean, you know, you're just... good riddance to him, to be honest. Good riddance. Well, you know, you mentioned about goals. Sometimes mentioned about goals in the game. And I suppose, yeah, Chelsea have, in recent weeks, they have been vulnerable defensively. I prefer to think that it's just, you know, the title's already wrapped, but they weren't really that bothered, and then it will be this time around. One thing I would say, in the both teams to score market, no is comfortably odds against, 23-20. Now, that's a big bet. When you look at previous FA Cup final, the last 23 years in the FA Cup final, only six losers have scored. You know, so basically, when you go goal behind in the FA Cup final, it almost seems like you give up the ghost. So 23-12 seems a big price, that, to me, when I think it's going to be a very, very one-sided game. I just don't see Arsenal troubling. I mean, yeah, I'll take Tom's point, Sanchez could do. But he's blown hot and cold this season, Sanchez. And I can imagine if Chelsea got the ball all the time, he sees what he's playing with. He'll throw the toys out the pram again. He's done that a few times this season. I'm going to go for a Chelsea win. Chelsea win to nil. What wouldn't surprise me in the slightest, to be honest. I just don't see Arsenal score. I don't see Arsenal getting a kick.
Chelsea minus one as well could be a good bet here at 2-1.
That looks
nice, that 2-1 Chelsea minus one in the match on the handicap markets. I suppose the only thing that, just one final word on this, I think the only thing that Antonio Conte's got to consider is who plays in that front three, basically, because Eden Hazard's definitely going to start in behind Diego Costa, and then he's got the choice of Pedro or Willian, and Willian's been marginalised to a certain extent this season, but he was preferred in that starting lineup for the 5-1 win against Sunderland on Sunday. 2-1 for Willian to score any time. I think he's underrated, actually, Tom.
Well, he was the only player from the previous season when they were an absolute disgrace who could hold his head up, you know, high at the end of the campaign, because he was brilliant. He was the player of the year. So his set pieces obviously are a massive threat as well. You know, his free kicks in and around the edge of the penalty area. But you kind of look at Chelsea in recent weeks. I was looking at some of the goal scorers. The goals have been kind of spread around. I mean, again, in these kind of end of season matches. But Fabregas has been getting the score sheet. Azpilicueta recently. Willian himself, you know, back in the team, and Batshuayi has got a few goals, hasn't he? He's got four in his last three matches. So Marcus Alonso, Matic, of course, who scored that wonder goal at Wembley in the semi-final. So there are quite a lot of goal scorers to pick. There aren't. I would veer away from the obvious ones here, Costa and Hazard. I'm not interested in backing them at the prices, 19 to 20 any time and 11 to 8. I much prefer to look at Willian, for example, at 2 to 1, particularly if he gets the nod. And I'll go back to him. But Gary Cahill, you know, he's consistently popped up with goals this season. And again, set pieces without... I mean, Arsenal are already susceptible to those kind of, you know, the deliveries and the balls into the box. But, you know, Hazard's going to deliver a lot of balls into the penalty area. And I just think Cahill is always, for me, the most dangerous player for Chelsea in those set-piece situations. And it's 17-2 in the FA Cup final any time. I think it's a cracking price.
Fantastic, fantastic. Thank you, Tom, for your company.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. McGovern.
Pleasure.
Thank you, everyone that's tuned in and listened to this FA Cup final podcast on The Punt. And myself, Derek and Tom will hopefully, fingers crossed, be back next season for the Premier League. It starts in a couple of months' time. We don't get much of a break. Thank you again, Derek, for your company throughout the course of the season.
It's been a pleasure, mate. Thanks a lot.
And thank you to you as well, Tom.
Thanks, gents.
Make sure you check out all the podcasts via audioboom.com. Do check out the betting for the FA Cup final on the William Hill website by going to williamhill.com. And myself, Derek and Tom will be back in the not-too-distant future.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.